Illinois law requires workers who are not members of unions to nonetheless pay a fee for the benefits unions secure on their behalf. Rauner had issued an executive order eliminating that requirement. But AFL-CIO President Michael Carrigan says that's a violation of the separation of powers. In other words, a governor can't unilaterally toss out a state law.
Let's not kid ourselves. You know, the governor, his intent here is to weaken unions and to attempt to wipe us out entirely.
Rauner, a Republican, says forcing workers to pay money to unions is a violation of their First Amendment rights because he says unions and their political activities are inextricably linked. The governor's office says the lawsuit isn't unforeseen. Rauner's spokesman says he'd, quote, expected the government union bosses to fight to keep their stranglehold over Illinois taxpayers in place. I'm Amanda Vinicky.